ABC Radio Australia.
Tuvalu's Foreign Minister Simon Coffey is at the forefront of the fight for action on climate change. You might remember the viral footage of him delivering a speech while standing knee-high in the ocean for COP26. Despite his country facing immediate impacts from rising sea levels and a warming climate, Tuvalu is also pursuing plans to begin deep sea mining, a practice that scientists have warned could significantly affect ocean life. Minister Simon Coffey joins me now. Good morning, Minister.
Hey, good morning.
So what do you think about this decision to explore deep sea mining? Do you agree?
No, I disagree with it. And in fact, the Tuvalu government has already rescinded its sponsorship of the company that is looking to obtain an exploration license in the area. And that is the current position of the government.
That's quite a change. I assume you're talking about a mining firm that that was sponsored by Tuvalu and applied for an exploration permit. Has there been a bit of a flip within the government, or is there still some people who do support deep sea mining?
Well, the challenge we have is that we have a Tuvalu Seabed Minerals Act, which was passed by the previous government, which allows companies essentially to apply to Tuvalu, to the authority that is established under that act for sponsorship. And so I mean, the position of the government is obviously not in support of that. And that's where we are with the decision that we've taken. And this decision was taken earlier this year. Obviously, it hasn't gotten out to the media yet, but that's the position that Tuvalu has taken.
Okay, to rescind its support for this, is that
yes.
Right? Yes.
That's correct.
And do you foresee that changing in the future, or is this something that the government stands pretty firm on?
We're standing firm on that, and we think that it's the best way to approach the seabed mining issue, particularly in the areas beyond the jurisdiction of Tuvalu, is not just to ignore it, but it's important that we participate, especially in the formation of the regulations around exploration in the area. I think it's something that will be very difficult to stop. I think companies will continue to pursue, to obtain the license to do exploration. But I think the part that we can play is to ensure that we set very high standards for the environmental issues that are involved and requirements that can be built around that, which could then make it, hopefully discourage companies from pursuing it, because it would be a very costly, it won't be a viable business. So that's one angle that we want to approach this issue.
To have more regulation. And I mean, as I mentioned before, there has been some concern from environmentalists and scientists about, you know, how new this activity is, deep sea mining, and also that we don't know how it might affect ocean life. So why did Tuvalu take that step earlier? I mean, it has since been rescinded, but why did it take the step to agree to this agreement to explore deep sea mining?
Like I said, we have a law that's in place. There's a whole setup. There's an authority that looks into these issues. And so, obviously the ministry concerned had gone ahead with it. But obviously after concerns by the government as well, within, particularly from my ministry, obviously, we've had to rescind that support that we had initially given in last year, December last year.
And you said it was inevitable that countries will, I guess, move towards it, or at least mining companies will come to the Pacific with the desire to explore. Are you worried? We're seeing other countries, Nauru and Cook Islands, also explore deep sea mining. Are you worried what might happen?
Yeah, obviously we're concerned. The environmental impacts of seabed mining. There's a lot of unknowns, obviously, at the moment. And, it's important that we explore this environmental impact before we you know, before countries get into it. But obviously, our position would be to discourage anyone from getting into that.
What do you fear those impacts could be?
Well, anything to do with mining, obviously, when you're moving things that haven't been disturbed for, you know, for thousands or for centuries, obviously, there's going to be some environmental impacts, which could then affect the, you know, the ecosystems and the fisheries. So obviously, there's a lot of unknowns, and we would rather keep our oceans pristine and not encourage people to enter into that to the industry.
If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat here on ABC Radio Australia, we're speaking to Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coffey, the minister from Tuvalu. We're talking about Tuvalu's decision to rescind a support for a deep-sea mining exploration from a mining firm that was supported late last year but has since been rescinded. Now, changing tact a little bit, Minister, I wanted to talk to you about the Our Ocean Conference, I guess very topical since we are talking about the impact of mining potentially on our own oceans. I understand Tuvalu's Deputy Prime Minister is attending that Our Ocean Conference that's happening in Palau, but I believe he's attending virtually. What commitments do you hope to see come out of this conference?
Obviously, Tuvalu's commitment at this oceans conference is a commitment to zero emission shipping by 2050. We've already implemented a ban on single-use plastics. And we're also, obviously, the Pacific had come up with a declaration by the leaders last year looking at the you know, the permanency of baselines from which we draw our maritime zones from. This is something that is affected by sea level rise. You know, but these meetings obviously are an opportunity for countries to come up and make new pledges, and we're hoping that there'll be strong commitments made by countries, particularly to support countries that are affected by climate change, and to also you know, ease up the burden that is on small island developing states that carry a disproportionate burden on managing these oceans for the benefit of everyone else.
Mm. And Minister Coffey, being the Foreign Affairs Minister, I have to ask you, another big issue in the region is not just the Our Oceans Conference, but also, of course, the latest with the Solomon Islands treaty or proposed treaty with China around security developments there. Tuvalu has a diplomatic relationship with Taiwan. How do you see this latest that's been happening?
Mm. Well, obviously, it's concerning. It's concerning to us, particularly because of our affiliation with Taiwan. But having said that, we do respect the sovereignty of the Solomon Islands and the sovereign decision to enter into arrangements with China. But it's something we certainly don't want to, you know, to point fingers at this time. There will be an opportunity at the forum leaders meeting in June, where our prime minister will obviously have a chat with the Solomon Islands leader and other leaders in the region, and hopefully resolve it at that level.
Do you hope that the treaty doesn't go ahead between Solomon Islands and China?
Yeah, we hope it doesn't go ahead, but we, you know, at the same time we don't want the Pacific to be a pawn in the geopolitics of the region. We want to ensure that our security is secured, not just for the Solomon Islands, but for the Pacific as a whole.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Minister Coffey.
Thank you.